And now let's camp out there somewhere with Rick O'Brien. Thanks to Spitwater Pressure Cleaners and Industrial Heaters. Spitwater, that's what it does.
Oh, I tell you what, he's got plenty of grunt, Rico. That intro is unbelievable, and that's because Rico has got plenty of grunt himself. He's on the line to tell us about a caravan park this week. Rico, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you travelling?
Well. I'll tell you what, we're going a bit better, Rico, with a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for us here that live in New South Wales.
Yeah, mate, not too far away now. Pretty excited.
Yeah, I bet you are, mate. You'd be ready. Yeah. See if you can hold yourself back there, Rico. Now, a bit of breaking news is now that there's going to be some freedoms. For those of you that have been in touch with us and asking us about the Red Dirt podcast, we will be back with that next week as we'll be able to travel around and the like. So we'll put some off-grid locations on your bucket list, and we certainly do look forward to doing that. You're up for that, Rico, aren't you?
Absolutely, mate. A couple of great topics to talk about. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you too who are asking about Australia Rediscovered with Rico, was it December 4th? Seven, mate. Yeah,
yeah, that's it, mate. 1:30 in the Arvo on Saturday.
Yep,
we'll catch you there on the 4th of December, the day after my birthday, believe it or not. So that'll be a nice little birthday present.
There you go. So you just log Channel 7, mate. You can actually IQ it these days with all the fancy Foxtel boxes and the like that are around now. And look out for Australia Rediscovered with Rico. Now, we're off to it. Now, something different this week, because you're normally giving us, you know, campsites with there's absolutely no facilities, but beautiful views and on creeks and rivers and all the like. But you always got to take a shovel with you. But this week you've gone in a complete opposite direction. You're taking us to a caravan park.
Yeah, mate, it's not your average caravan park either. This one's in the Northern Territory. It's around 140 k's northeast of Alice Springs. And if you're doing what I reckon is one of the quintessential outback trips, you go from Mount Isa over to Alice Springs via the Plenty Highway, you'll run into it there as well. It'll take you a couple of days to get there.
What's the name of it?
But it's called Gem Tree. So it's like the original oasis in the desert type thing. And the facilities here are absolutely second to none. You can do your laundry there, obviously get a hot shower. Mm. You can even rent a cabin if you decide you've had enough of the campus for a bit. But also not too far away from the intersection of the Binns track. So if you leave Mount Dare north onto the Binns track, you'll come out onto the Plenty Highway and you'll chuck a left, I think it is, and you're just down the road to Gem Tree.
Mm.
Now, the reason they call it Gem Tree is because they do fossicking tours. That part of the world is home to garnets, a semi-precious stone, and it turns out they're pretty easy to find. So you go along on these tours with the blokes there from Gem Tree, and within minutes you're up your armpits in garnets. They are fair dinkum everywhere out there.
Yeah, right, okay.
So great spot. If you've been on the road for a few days, so if you're coming up the Binns track or you're coming down the Plenty Highway, you're definitely going to love it here. It's
what you want. And you know what? It comes in handy too, Rico, when you're on those big trips to pull into a park like that. I noticed they've got motel and a cat. I'm looking at pictures of it. Motel and cabin accommodation options as well. And it's certainly, it's not five star, but it would be once you've been out there for a few weeks. And then powered and unpowered camping sites as well. But very, very quiet and isolated. You'll sleep well out there. And I noticed there's plenty of the campfires and the like. And it looks like some sort of a community fire as well, mate.
Yeah, they've got a community camp oven campfire that they have going every night as well, which is just amazing. And they've also got some tucker on site. They hand make their own pies, and these things are to die for, mate. You haven't had a pie until you have one from Gem Tree.
All right, good stuff. We'll put that in. So Gem Tree Caravan Park in the Territory for those of you that are putting those big trips together for next year. And, of course, the season's just about done and dusted now. And so you want to put this on your list, and it looks like a fair. And that's a great run from Mount Isa across that way. Mate, you would be mad not to do that. Certainly a great experience.
Yeah. Oh, it's a cracker.
Oh, mate, the sunsets out there are only mirrored by the sunrises in the morning. I mean, it's beautiful out there, that outback, you know, that time of year. All right, mate, we'll move along because we've got a bit to get through. You're a good man, Rico. December 4, that's the time. And just a quick plug too, I noticed on your website, stubby holders are for sale.
Yeah, that's it, mate. We finally got some Australia Rediscovered stubby holders, mate. They're $8.95 plus postage, so jump on there and grab yourself a couple.
Before
we release a new patent.
Australia Rediscovered. So what's the website, quickly?
Rico.com.au.
Oh, there you go. I almost got it wrong. So Rico.com.au, check it out. Talk to you next week, mate.
Cheers, mate.
There he is. That, of course, is Rick O'Brien from Australia Rediscover with Rico. Check out that website as well, rico.com.au.